Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we come before you this day to say thank you for all that you have done for us, for all that you are doing, and for all you set to do for us. We say thank you, Lord. We go to bed, you wake us up. We go out, you bring us back home safely. You are the source of our livelihood. We thank you. We bless and we honor you, Father, for building your wall of protection round about us, not allowing the enemies to rejoice concerning us. We say, glory be unto you. Thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts, for the souls that have been won into your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we have received as a result of the past broadcast. We say thank you. And Lord, we commit Tuesday's broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us, that we shall have an encounter with you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cover ourselves and all our loved ones with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And indeed, the Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. You will experience the extraordinary power of God in the name of Jesus. And the title of today's broadcast is The Extraordinary. Indeed, the Almighty God will do the extraordinary for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to use Psalm 20 as my anchor. And as I read the Psalm, I'll be prophesying into your life, because the Almighty God indeed is going to take you to a new level, a new dimension in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 20, reading from verse 1. He said, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. So shall it be concerning you. Whenever you call upon the Lord, He will answer you. Your prayers will never be an abomination in the ears of the Lord. The Almighty God will never turn His back to your prayers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. When you call unto Him in the morning, He will answer you. At daytime, He will answer you. At nighttime, He will answer you. Whatever that have been thinking about delay in answers to your prayers, I decree and declare they are hereby removed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, may the name of God of Jacob protect you. The Almighty God will build His wall of protection round about you. He will fortify you. He will fortify your home. He will fortify your business. He will fortify everything that concerns you. The Almighty God will make you impregnable to every fiery darts of the enemy in the name of Jesus. The fire of God that surrounds you will burn every evading enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, may He send you help from the sanctuary. You will never lack helpers of destiny. Wherever the helpers of your destiny are, they will locate you. You will locate them. They will help you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Even before you call unto them, they will provide help for you in the name of Jesus. You will never lack help in the morning. You will not lack help at daytime. You will not lack help at nighttime in the name of Jesus. You will never do anything that will cause your helpers to turn their back to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And say, and He will give you support from Zion. The Almighty God will support you. He will support you in all your ways. He will guide you. He will direct you in the name of Jesus. Confusion shall be far away from you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of error, they are terminated in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, may you remember all your offering. The Lord will remember all your offering. Everything you have given unto the Lord will remember in the name of Jesus. It will not be a waste. Every form of devourer in your pocket, today they are hereby rebuked in the name of Jesus. The heavens shall be opened upon you in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will not lack anything good in the name of Jesus. By the reason of your offering, favor of God will surround you. The favor of God will speak for you. The favor of God will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you labor in the vineyard of the Lord, the Almighty God will reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus. He will put upon your head the crown of glory. You will not miss your crown in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, I regard with favor your burnt sacrifice. The Almighty will regard all your sacrifices in the name of Jesus. Every sacrifice that you have made concerning the things of the kingdom, the Almighty God will remember them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 says, may he grant your heart desire. The Almighty God will grant your heart desire. Whenever you call unto him, he will answer you. That dream the Lord has given you, that dream will come back to life in the name of Jesus. Your dream, your vision will not be truncated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those prayer requests that have been hanging, that the Prince of Persia has not allowed you to have an answer, today the Almighty God will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. That which you desire to do for him, for his kingdom, the Almighty God will make it possible. He will give you the ability. He will give you the capacity in the mighty name of Jesus. Every help that you need to bring that dream, to bring that desire into manifestation, the Almighty God will send your way in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will fulfill your plans. These plans concerning you shall be fulfilled. That which the Lord has ordained concerning you will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. His good plans for you shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Every evil plans of the enemy concerning you, they are hereby frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. Every net that the enemy have set for you, they will fall into their own net. They will fall into their own pit in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your time of rejoicing, and indeed you will rejoice. You will celebrate, you will be celebrated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5 says, may we shout for joy over your salvation. Songs of joy shall fill your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who are hearing me who have not even given their life to Christ, by the reason of this declaration, you will come to know him. You will accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. You will finish well. You will finish strong. You will make heaven in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever that want to hinder you from making heaven, today they are removed in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God, set up banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. All your petitions shall be fulfilled in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you. In the name of Jesus, every crooked way shall be made straight. In the name of Jesus, every rough road in your life shall be made plain. In the name of Jesus, every valley of your life shall be exalted. Every mountain, every hill shall be made low in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will lift you up. He will lift you up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will promote you in the name of Jesus. The extraordinary power of God will be manifested in your life, in your home, in your business, in your career, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5 says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. The Almighty God will save you. You are the anointed of the Lord. The oil of God upon your head will never run dry. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God will continually give you a fresh oil. The oil for the now will release upon you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, He will save you from every plans of the enemy. In the name of our Lord Jesus, He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, so shall it be in Jesus' name. He said, He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. The right hand of God will lift you up. The right hand of God will rest upon you. His countenance will be upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will guide you. He will direct your path in the mighty name of Jesus. His light will illuminate your path. Every form of darkness in your life, they are hereby terminated in the name of Jesus. You will not grapple in the dark in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Say, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of our God. You will not trust in other God. You will not seek for help from other gods in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Are there anyone mocking you, asking you, where is your God? Your God will answer them. He will silence them permanently in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus, so shall it be concerning you. You will never put your trust in other God. You will never put your trust in other God. Your trust will be in the Almighty God, and He will not disappoint you. For He says, those who put their trust in Him, He will no way forsake them. The Almighty God will not forsake you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will continually be with you. Wherever you go, you will carry the Spirit of God within you. His Spirit will dwell within you. His Spirit will strengthen you. His Spirit will embolden you. His Spirit will empower you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is your time of rejoicing. You will rejoice in the name of Jesus. You will sing a new song, a song of fruitfulness, a song of increase, a song of power, a song of divine health in the mighty name of Jesus. Affliction will be far away from you. Diseases will not dwell in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative report that have been given concerning you, today they are hereby nullified. They are canceled with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will arise for you. The name of Jesus will speak for you. The name of Jesus will remove every obstacle standing in your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every line of limitation that the enemy have drawn concerning you, I wipe them away with the blood of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus, I say you will not be limited. You will expand to the east, to the west, to the south, and to the north in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will break every barrier. Whatever those who have gone ahead, you could not achieve, the Almighty God will give you the ability. He will give you the capacity to achieve in the name of Jesus. That which is giving you joy will never turn to sorrow. You will not shed tears of sorrow. You will not hear bad report concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will build His wall round about you in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, they collapse and fall, but will rise and stand up again. You will rise up again. If you have fallen, the Almighty God will lift you up in the name of Jesus. And if you have not fallen, you will remain standing. You will fly high above your enemy, above your circumstance in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be concerning you and your entire household in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me today? You do not have a relationship with this God. Everything I've said may not be able to work for you except you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't take much. All you need to do is just to say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It's only you and you I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life and let it be well with them all the days of their life in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this message, it is well with you. In the morning, at daytime, at nighttime, continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.